True Crime Today. So what exactly are you looking at, Carol?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
just you. Checking out some girl on Instagram.
Oh, who?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Never heard of her. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, especially on Apple Podcasts there. You can subscribe and get commercial-free episodes of the show, advanced episodes, the whole archive, everything ad-free, all of the extras for you to binge away on right now and try it for 3 days free. Check it out right now on Apple Podcasts. So yeah, Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Okay, so I was doing what I frequently do.
Yeah.
Like when I scroll through Instagram and I'm always seeing Britney Spears, and then I end up going to her page and then I'm checking out her page.
Yeah.
And then I'm constantly like, I don't know what you do with that poor girl. She seems to have been so troubled in her life. And yeah. I'm glad her dad doesn't control her life anymore, but somebody needs to step in. Because do you look at her Instagram page much?
My fiance shows it to me.
Like, all it is videos of her dancing. Not even really very good. And the girl is a good dancer. Like, she likes to twirl a lot.
Yeah.
And then she, like, models really bad outfits at a really bad angle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know who's shooting this for yet.
I don't think anyone is. It looks almost like that she just kind of like sets it up on a ledge or something.
It almost looks like that. But then once in a while, like the camera will pan and I'm like, oh, you know, certainly she has an assistant.
Or her husband.
But then if she does, maybe. I'm like, who? I don't know. I'm just worried about her. And I think that, you know, she obviously had some issues years ago. And I see why, you know, being that famous, she was very young. She's under a lot of scrutiny. I get all that. I watch her and then I just get worried about it. And I don't know why I worry about Britney Spears, but sometimes I do.
I think this is a girl, from everything I've understood, that even prior to becoming famous, had some mental health issues. And when you then continue to throw her into this because she's so profitable, I think it just exacerbated everything. I mean, other than her being Britney, I don't know who she would have turned out to be without that success.
Well, and then, you know, there's the whole other thing because now her kids are getting older.
Yeah.
And then it was like last summer, some point, the son was talking about, or I think it was Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
Her ex came out first and said that the kids didn't want to see her. And then one of the boys spoke up and he basically was like, you know, I love you. I hope the best for you. Maybe one day we can sit down and talk and have a normal conversation, mm-hmm. which I thought for his age, I think, what's he like 15-ish, 14, 15, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I thought that it was very adult sounding, mm-hmm. and then she turns around and then she puts out this statement on her Instagram page that was so passive aggressive, like, you're a wonderful kid, but you know, your father, who's a hypocrite, type of statement. And so that day I did have to chime in. I'm like, look, Brittany, I posted it.
Oh, you did you tweet to her or you respond?
No, I just posted it on her Instagram.
Okay.
I just commented on that because I'm like, look, Brittany, this is not the place to air this out. If you have to say that to your child, say that to your child. Do not put this on your Instagram page. Because the other thing is, which I didn't put on there, but maybe I still could at some point, I
guess. I'm glad you had the heart to heart with Brittany on.
I did. But the thing is that if you're 15 years old and your mom is constantly posting pictures that she's naked, like this week was her naked in the bathtub with like little flowers where they need like, you know, that you just put over top so nobody sees your privates. And then, you know, she's naked in the beach all the time. She's dancing half naked and that's fine. You can post whatever you want, but you remember you got a 15-year-old kid. who all of his friends are looking at his mom.
Jerking off. Going,
dude, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, mom, stop. That alone right there would be enough for me. If I was 15 and my
that's
mom
was traumatizing. I mean, I think right? that, doesn't that, I mean, honestly, that's got to like border on child abuse.
I mean, when his friends are like, yeah, it's Britney Spears' kid, but have you seen her Instagram page? Because, yeah. I mean, it's just going on Instagram. It's not finding these.
No, it's not. She's just posted the shit herself. I mean, this is clearly someone who needs help. And I don't understand why we're all sitting here, because there was a documentary about free Britney. Okay, we freed Britney. Have we all realized why Britney was not free before? She's not like telling some secret story or trying to give secret messages. She's mentally fucking ill. And it's almost cruel. It's like a circus act.
She definitely needs some help and some structure in her life. And I like to think her husband is helping her if they are. Really
I don't think so at all. But if you're like, clearly, I mean, Britney's in complete control. No one should tell each other what to do. But you know what? When one's acting completely reckless and out of control and ruining their life even further, that's where the spouse steps in and says, I don't think you should be doing this. This is not a good idea. This is, honey, no. You need to be in a better place before you make this decision.
At the very, very, very least, she needs a social media manager. It's like, come on, let's post some different content. Let's go out and you can go shopping.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to get the kids being 18 and older, or whatever age you need to be a conservator. And I think they're going to go back to mom and go back to court and say, yeah, mom needs to be in a conservatorship because she's not well.
I don't know. I wish the best for Britney. I really do. I feel very maternal towards her, and I don't know why.
She's got problems that have never been addressed successfully or correctly or timely, and it's just gone out of control. And I think you have someone who is just, they're not well, and I don't know how to. I hope there'd be a way to get that person back, but that person also has to realize that there's a problem first in order to get well too. So I don't know.
And it's interesting, it's a sad because all the comments everywhere are like, Britney, you're so beautiful. Britney, you're amazing. Britney, you're just great.
It's like, look, what
so
the
if
fuck,
you're looking
like,
at that, like, like here's one of her half naked and it's like 20,000 comments and
Britney, you're mentally just ill.
Yeah.
This is not flattering. This is not respectable. This is not, I don't know. I mean, I understand there's different ways of looking at this psychologically, where she's at. Is she trying to like take back her sexuality? Was she abused? There's a lot of these things, but at the end of the day, none of this is healthy behavior at all. And I think could be addressed and treated correctly if the right people were there to help her, navigate there.
Yeah, I think she needs some strong people around her. I think the problem a lot of really famous people have is that the people around them are all yes people. Yeah. They're nobody telling them what they need to hear. They're telling them, they're just propping them up. And it's like, oh yeah, 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 that's a great idea. We love you. And Michael Jackson, I think, had a big problem with that.
Yeah.
And Elvis. Him. He got his own doctor to give him propofol.
Elvis is another example.
Yeah. And, I don't know. It just makes me sad for Britney. Because I really like her. I think she's probably like super talented. And I don't, like if you watch the videos of her back in the day, that girl was amazing.
Yeah.
And like an incredible dancer, and she's young still. She has all kinds of potential. I wanted her to get out of her house and put some other clothes on. I don't care really.
Yeah.
She can wear whatever she wants to wear, but a lot of them just aren't flattering. And but I just want her to go out and live her life and be happy. And it just seems like
I think that would be next to impossible in the United States.
Yeah, you're right.
I would say, she gets, hopefully her husband is there and is trying to help her. But I'd say, you know, go to a country where you're not necessarily going to be recognized as much as the U.S. I mean, she was a worldwide phenomenon, so she will be recognized in many places. But there's some places where, you know, it goes down a bit. And go there. Or just go out in the country or something. Just stay away from people and get your mind together. Take some time for yourself. Don't worry about it, social media. Don't worry about fucking even being anywhere. You got money. Exactly. You're good. Just get your mind together. Because if you don't get your mind together, you will die.
Yep.
And that's kind of where I think she's at. It's either continue self-destructing and eventually die at a very young age, or go be a recluse and take everything that you went through and the money that you have now and go and try and find some peace. And I think she went through a lot of shit. I think they used her and abused her. She was such a marketable product, and it was use and abuse. And I think you can look back on that at some point and think that'll be a whole other thing of what happened to that girl. But after all that trauma, try and find some peace somewhere and someone who can help you, and just get away from people and stop. And people won't then sit there and gossip about you either, because you won't be there. You won't be present. And find peace. I don't know. If all you know is attention and that is the only thing that drives you, I would imagine that'd be a little difficult as well to even know what that even means. So I don't know. It's a sad, sad situation all around. Another one here. Let's pull this up. Do you have the one, the family slams Florida's court decision to accept a plea deal with no jail time for the college student who killed a couple and chewed on a victim's face?
Like he did.
Yeah. You have this pulled up?
Oh, I thought you said you pulled it up.
I do have it pulled up. I'm asking if you have it pulled up.
Oh, I've read this. Yeah.
I know. I just, this is a, it's an, yeah. At what point do you decide let's eat the face?
Well, and I really, really, really do think this kid was having a psychotic break. And that makes sense to me. Like I think they did a toxicology test and they didn't find anything. So he had no drugs in his system. So I do think he had a total mental break. And then he says to them, he's like, yeah, I think I ate something bad. But he was found chewing off one of the victim's faces.
Oh my
God.
So
yes, I think the guy is definitely mentally disturbed, without a doubt.
Yeah. Florida judge.
That doesn't dismiss what you did. Because if you're the relatives of those people, they're outraged. Yeah. I would be.
No, I would certainly be too. Can you pull this up and read this one? Because I am coughing here and I'm pressing mute like more times than you know to cough, because I don't want to like cough through the whole story.
Okay. So a Florida judge accepted a former college student's plea deal Monday for the random 2016 killing of a well-loved couple, allowing the 25-year-old to plead guilty by reason of insanity and avoid jail time. So this kid, and I don't know if I'm going to say his name right, Austin Haruf, which is kind of horrifying. Yeah. Austin Haruf was found by police chewing off one of the victim's faces. Mm. He'll be sent to a secure mental health facility until doctors and a judge determine he's no longer a danger to society. But I don't know.
Is anyone ever no longer a danger to society
when you could do that?
When the last thing they found you doing was chewing off someone's face. I mean, at what point are we just like, I don't get this part of society.
But I do. I get it. Both sides, because two psychologists, and I get this, determined that at the time of the killing, he had suffered an acute psychotic episode. And I know someone who has had acute psychotic episodes, and he's a good guy, But when he has these breaks, it's like, you don't know him and he can do some really mean things. Not that, but
yeah,
you know, so he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he believes it 100% for whatever reason.
Wait, when, so when they pop back, do they remember what they did?
You know, kinda.
And just like regret it horribly?
Yeah. No, not at all. He doesn't. I don't think he gets what it's done to other people. I don't think he really, I think he has some kind of like short little memories of what happened, but not like he doesn't remember the whole story.
Well, does anyone tell him the whole story?
Yes.
And at that point, still doesn't.
But it's not like they just snap in and out of that.
Yeah.
So when you're having a psychotic break, that could last for weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks and weeks. And then you go on heavy duty medication.
Yeah.
And so there's not really a good time to sit down and talk about it. You know, so this guy, I truly believe that he was having a psychotic episode.
Yeah.
But obviously this decision did not sit well with the families of John Stevens, who was 59, and Michelle Mishgon, who was 53. And they said, here we are opening the prison doors for a double murder. Four words come to mind: white rich boy justice. So the couple was killed when he randomly attacked them with a machete in the garage of their home on August 15th of 2016. So this has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
This trial. And so this is so disgusting. Like, that's why, like, you want to put him in prison. Palm Beach County deputies arrived at the scene to find Haroff chewing, in quotes, chewing on the side of John's face and growling like a dog. After he was arrested and taken to the hospital, it appeared that Haroff spit out human flesh.
Oh, God.
And he said, quote, help me, I ate something bad. Later explained that he had eaten humans. And he had no drugs in his system. So...
All right, you know, here's a question. I know we're going out there, but there is a ghost show that we create as well called Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ah, demon possession.
Are we dealing with a man who was possessed by the devil? I don't know. I mean, when you have
something like that, I could almost buy.
I almost could on something like this. There was one a couple years ago that was on like the Miami freeway or something. And the guy was on bath salts and he started eating a person.
Yeah.
And that was like, this is like the same sort of thing. This guy's not on bath salts. Like, at least bath salts were to blame there. This, I mean, I don't know. I honestly.
Definitely he's not in his right mind at all.
Not at all. Not at all. But I mean, the depravity of things that I swear to God, I mean, I just feel like it's getting worse and worse and worse. And when I can't be shocked anymore, I'm shocked. And I don't know. I've never followed true crime as close as I have since the last couple of years here. But I don't know. It feels like it's like a fucking cliff we've dropped off.
Well, then the poor family, because she, one of the victims, family member said, I'm frustrated with the state attorney's office and I'm upset and I don't feel like anybody has paid attention or cared about this case in a way that they should have since day one.
Yeah.
She believed the prosecutors completely gave up on the case. My family is broken. We will never be repaired, she said. My sister was the nicest person. She would do anything for anyone. Like, it's just so sad.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt, I mean, it's horrible. I just don't know how we continue when you have people like this in a society. How the hell, I don't know. How do we keep going? How do we not eventually say this is not, we have to you know, see something, say something, but then actually do something about it. So many of these cases, it's much of, well, this has been reported about 32 times. And you know, they've checked on them a lot, and now something finally happened. And then finally there's action, but now the mental health system in our country is totally fucked up. It's so much in the hands of the patient, and that's not a great idea in mental health, because most mental health disorders drive you to not want to get help. It usually takes something, someone, and some support to get there. But when the support and all the people who really do want your best interest don't have the higher word, you get people that are, you know, they push everyone away, and everybody eventually gives up because there's nothing more you can do.
Listen to this part.
Yeah.
So the sister spoke in court and obviously is very upset. And apparently he had done drugs at some point, and that had been brought up. And so she described a series of phone calls he had made from jail to his family where she said he had belittled the victims. She said, "I quickly realized from listening to those calls that you don't care about how your actions have affected my family. You don't care that you murdered my parents' firstborn child. You don't care about anyone but yourself." She went on to be critical of his father, who purchased the knife, the then teen, because he committed these when he was 19, used in the murders just one day earlier at a gun show, despite being concerned about his erratic behavior. "What kind of person are you?" she asked. She also referenced jailhouse calls. Now, this is infuriating. She referenced jailhouse calls, so they must have transcripts or something of these, because, you know, they're all recorded, where she said Wade Haroff, his dad, a successful dentist, referred to Michelle and John, the people who were murdered, as, quote, "those fucking people." Like, and so his daughter, the victim's daughter, had also questioned why his parents had not sought help for their son sooner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why didn't you intervene if you were so worried about your son?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It's like, I know it's not that easy. Just, you know, it's like, oh, my child's having a psychotic episode. You know, that happened here recently where, the kid was 17, mm-hmm. foster kid, and they called the cops. And in the phone call, it was like, he's having a psychotic episode. He has mental health issues. They explained everything. And the kid ended up dead.
Yeah.
By the cops. And so, you know, it's, I don't know what the right answer is to any of this. But I get, you know, I really do believe he had a psychotic episode. And I really do believe that I would be outraged if I was the victim's family. So
I would too. I
would be outraged.
I would be completely outraged if I were the victim's family.
One thing if they were murdered would be horrible. But then to know that what he had done to them.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even with that one.
How old was he at the time?
19.
Okay, so yeah.
19.
And they're questioning why did the parents let him out? Yeah. And yeah, I mean, and that's a fair question. The only thing I could think, you know, on the parents' side of things is he'd never demonstrated behavior like this in the past. And you have two people who are utterly exhausted by the care that they're having to give their son.
They called it, they referred to the victims as, what did he say? The fucking people.
Oh yeah. That's fucked up too. I think everybody in that house probably fucking almost all insane, exhausted and insane. Because if this is, you know, you could be a normal person and you find out your child is like this for so many years, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it, especially if you don't have the money to put them somewhere.
He was a successful dentist. He's got money.
No, maybe. Yeah. There's just a lot. I don't know. There's so many things that could have gone on through their minds. Or it could be complete ignorance, too. I don't know. I mean, that's all going to be coming out in court here because this is going to trial, correct?
Well, no, the sentence, they want to, they're putting him in a mental institute, not putting him in jail.
Oh, forever?
Mm-hmm. Good. It's like that, oh, who's the Ronald Reagan guy who, they put him away for a really long time. He recently got out, yeah. So he shot Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
So he pled guilty by reason of insanity. And so he will be sent to a secure mental health facility until doctors and a judge determine he's no longer a danger.
How is that like ever a better idea than like jail? It's like mental. That means you could potentially do this again. We're like,
I just have visions of them going to art class and stuff. Yeah, you know, it's like I just think it would. It's like, I didn't, it's not like that. It's got to be pretty intense and not pleasant, but you know, it just seems there's yeah. jail and then it's like a mental health, you know,
we're just going to get you, we're going to get you happy enough to go do this shit again. Essentially. I mean,
now my guess is but John Hinckley Jr., that's who it was. He recently got out.
I know.
What, like 50 years after it happened or whatever it was? It was a long time.
And I think the humane thing is in something like
40 years, maybe
like this or that, if there is mental health issues, yes, they are better suited to be in a mental health facility for the rest of their lives. There's no like, and when we think you're good enough, no, you're never going to be good enough. This is now your plight in life. And maybe you'll be good enough to start taking on more roles here, teaching classes, doing things. And fun, but because of your conduct in the past, we are aware of what your brain is capable of doing. And it's not good. So you can have a better life than in prison, and we'll treat, and I'm cool with that, but I'm not cool with the, and at some point we may let you out. Then why not everybody just do insanity?
Well, and then it's like, I'm doing better, but you know that one day when you chewed those people's faces off, like you exactly. murdered them and ate them, like that yes. wasn't a good day for you. We don't see a comeback.
And there was some things there just isn't. There just isn't. I know that I've had some people like, Tony doesn't care about mental health issues. I'm like, are you fucking serious? What? I've been closer to mental health issues than most of you are even aware of. No, I do. But at some point you also have to say, this is beyond what we can deal with in some situations. And if you do horrible shit like this, I'm sorry. There's just not, yeah. there's not a, well, because of this, we're going to dismiss it. No, people do horrible shit. People always have done horrible shit.
And this one
shit.
Is really horrible.
Everything, most.
It's really horrible.
Most horrible shit that's done is because of a mental health issue. Really. I mean, when you look at it, that's what it is. But no, that is, yeah, absolutely horrible. You sent me so many things over the past couple of days, and I love it. Of all of these that we have not touched yet, which one do you want to jump
Hold
over?
On just a second, because I had everything up, and then my cat walked across my keyboard.
Yeah.
And shut everything down. There were so many weird stories this week that, I just kept sending you one after another, after another.
You picked the last one. We got room for one more.
Yes. There's one that I wanted. Okay. This one.
Okay.
I don't know if I can really talk about it, but this one really, really bothers me.
Go to it.
So there's a South Carolina couple. They were arrested for not intervening in a woman's fatal beating and the newborn baby.
Oh my God.
So they're in the house. So Tyler Wilkins, 21, remains in custody for the November 9th kidnapping and murder of his estranged girlfriend, Clarissa Michelle Winchester. She was 22. And for neglecting the pair's newborn son after its birth, resulting in the baby's death. So they believe that he beat her to death in Marietta, South Carolina, in a home belonging to his relatives.
Okay.
So they think that she died of blunt force trauma. And then this past Monday, they announced the arrest of two of his relatives, Michael Thomas Burnett, 43, and Melissa Michelle Burnett, 49, who were in the house at the time of the brutal assault, which resulted in Winchester's death. And they failed to act, did not call 911 or provide any other assistance. So they're in the house. while this woman is being beaten to death and this child is being neglected, and they did nothing.
Well, okay, what are they doing? They're just
I don't
there?
Know.
They're
watching just... TV. It said both brunettes are accused of doing nothing while listening to Winchester beg for her life for roughly 2 hours.
Is this like an Airbnb or something where you're like, sure?
No. No. My guess is they were over at the house and this went down and they opted not to help her.
Were they being threatened?
My guess is no. And maybe the guy was going crazy. But, you know, at 2 hours, this beating's going on for 2 hours. Yeah. If you gave a shit, even a little bit of one, yeah, you would sneak out of the house and call 911.
Yes.
Because he's busy with her.
If you feel
you
threatened,
you could easily
yeah
call 911 yeah and be like, hey, get over here.
Were drugs
and
involved?
They did nothing. Could have been. I don't know about that. But they tried to, so her parents couldn't get a hold of her, the woman who was murdered. And they couldn't get an answer. And they tried to call him, couldn't get an answer. And then that's when they found out. They went to go check on her. And they could tell something was wrong. He went back inside his house, shut the door, and we immediately called police. They came right out, and everything started unfolding. But those people were in the house the whole time. I just don't even get that. I don't get that.
Are they sleeping? Are they...
And I think that she was actually pregnant with the baby. I don't know that she'd actually had the child yet. If she had, it was... very, 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 very young.
My God.
It's just, it's so sad. So my guess is drugs are involved. The guy has a lengthy rap sheet, including 2021 charges of drug manufacturing and possession and being in receipt of stolen goods.
So he's a good, it's a good man there.
Yeah.
Any father be like, he you was, know what? He's a stand-up guy. He came and asked me for your hand in marriage, and we sat down to a 12-piece chicken McNugget. And I said, damn right, you're going to marry her.
Well, and in December 8th of 2021, he was charged with 2 counts of attempted murder, domestic violence of a high and aggravated nature.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
That's
possession nice of a weapon during a violent crime, pointing an armed weapon at a person, threatening the life of an officer, throwing bodily fluids at an officer and resisting arrest. So I don't know what bodily fluids he was throwing, but he's just a bad guy. So my guess is if people are hanging out with him, you know, these are people who give no shits.
Yeah. Just a
but
little.
At the same time, you know, the parents said that the daughter, quote, thought she could save him and didn't want to give up on him.
That's always special. That's always the fun one. There should be like a class for young women in high school. Right? Like we teach all this shit that really isn't all good. But I think we all know at least someone, or we've been that person where it's like, I can save them. The class is called, So You Think You Can Save Them.
No, you can't.
And it just goes through like everything and an intensive and really teaches you, no, you can't.
Which, and then the follow-up class is, so you think he'll change?
Yes.
It's like, yes, they won't. They won't change. So I think what happened was reading between the lines. So that happened November 9th. And then word gets out and, you know, the people were in the home. And then they realize, oh, shit, these people were in the home the whole time and did nothing.
Yeah.
Now, why they didn't do anything, I don't know, but they were arrested for it. They didn't help her. And maybe they were just like, oh, he's just beating her up. It's not that bad.
I don't think this probably happened in a vacuum. I'm guessing this didn't happen in a vacuum. I'm guessing he beat her on a regular basis. And maybe, I mean, it's not right at all that they just sat there and didn't do shit. But
well,
when this is like the norm for some people, it's the norm for some people.
I mean, maybe they were scared of him or something, but there was two of them. And you could so easily call 911. Exactly. You wouldn't even have to say anything. Just hold your phone up.
You go out the door. Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of things that I could see going through someone's mind, though, too. Like, you fucking call 911. You're next. Some bullshit like that. And you don't do anything. I mean, I'd be interested to hear their argument, at least, of why. And after that, okay. But, I mean, there's a lot of ways this could possibly go. I mean,
you don't arrest them unless there's some pretty good reason there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they got arrested.
I agree. I just like to hear more on that. And it's probably something completely stupid. But, I don't know. Just be interesting to hear that. This is another dark one. Lovely, lovely people of the world. All right. That story, by the way, from Oxygen True Crime. That's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Get commercial-free episodes, advanced episodes, and the archive all ad-free, including our daily briefs. You can binge them away on their own channel on Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free right now. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today. Lock your doors and hide your children. Fuck you.